Today's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6, titled The Ingathering of the Dispersed. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on the nurse's arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord.
I invite you to stand for the reading of the gospel. Matthew, the second chapter, verses 1 through 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also pay him homage.' When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, I know that most of you are going to find this impossible to believe, but it's true. Growing up the youngest of four children, I delighted in nothing more than to torment the daylights out of my brothers and sister. Especially my sister. You see, there were two brothers separating us. And, well, to be honest with you, she just wasn't really particularly thrilled about my being there. I don't know why. She was trying to be a young lady and I was a little girl. And what she didn't know was, see, I wanted to be just like her. I mean, she was a lady. She could stay clean all day. Me, well, let's just say by the time I reached the front door, I'd normally gotten into something. She was witty. She told me I was just pathetic. Yeah, I wanted to be just like her. The problem is I spent all day trying to be like her, and she spent all day trying to get away from me. And so I learned ways of tormenting her. There was no one who could throw a fit better than my sister, and there was no one better at getting her to throw one than me. I remember there was one way guaranteed I could get her out of a sound sleep, sitting up in the middle of her bed saying, "If you don't be quiet, I'm going to get you," less than 10 seconds flat. It was wonderful. My older cousins taught it to me. It was a song. My name is Jan Janssen, I come from Wisconsin, I worked in the lumber yards there. As I walk down the street, everybody I meet says, "Hello, what's your name?" And I say, "My name is Jan Janssen, I come from Wisconsin, I work in the lumber yards there." As I walk down the street, everybody I meet says, "Hello, what's your name?" It's a song that never ends. And as a six-year-old, I could sing it forever. Or until Mom and Dad suggested that they were tired of hearing about it, and on my wiser days, I went and found someone else, something else to do, until they weren't listening. The song that never ends. You know, I can still get her to throw a fit if I sing it. But you know, sometimes as I read the scriptures, I wonder if that isn't the way God feels about us. That somehow or the other, we're the song that never ends. Do you remember the story surrounding the choosing of Solomon as a king? God said, "You don't want one." And the people said, "Yes, we do." And so Solomon became the king, and things went well for a while until Solomon got a big head, and everything went downhill from there. Yeah, it was a story that was repeated throughout the monarchy. Every time it seemed as though a king would come to the position, they would do well for a while. And then we read the words, "They did what was displeasing to the Lord." And we know in that moment, disaster awaits. But it wasn't only the kings that kept singing the same song over and over. How many times did the prophets warn the people that they needed to return to God, that they needed to follow the laws and the regulations and to obey all of the rules, otherwise disaster was going to happen and the people would always go, "Yeah, right." And then it happened. Just as the prophet said, how many times did the people turn a deaf ear until it was too late? That's what had happened in today's reading from the book of Isaiah. The people of Judah were in the midst of a very long and painful exile. Many of the laments in the book of Psalms came from during this time. How can we sing our song in a foreign land? Why, Lord? Why? The people, they didn't know where to turn. They had watched as the Babylonians had marched into Jerusalem, the holy city, and tore down the temple, and then took the brightest and the best of them and marched them into foreign lands and spread them out so they couldn't talk to each other anymore. And then they began to ridicule them and laugh at them. Where is your God now? And the people were filled with darkness. And they didn't know where to turn, and they were totally without hope. It had happened just like Isaiah had said it was going to. And then, when they hit bottom, when they were convinced that there wasn't anything else they could do, that this was their lot for the rest of their life, Isaiah stands up and he looks at them and he says, Arise and shine, for your light has come. Where was he living? What was he experiencing? But Isaiah was insistent. Yes, things were bad. Yes, Zion was gone. Yes, there was going to be years of rebuilding. Yes, there was going to be years of exile. Yes, it was all going to happen just the way he had said. But in the midst of it all, they were to arise and they were to shine out in the darkness, for a new day was going to come. A new day. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Did you notice that this is not an invitation? He didn't say, you know, if you really feel like it, you could join me in this celebration. He didn't say, you know, it'd be really nice if we all got together and held hands. No. He said, arise and shine, for your light has come. Now, get up. It was as if Isaiah was telling these beaten down, ridiculed, and hopeless people, you have the light. Now start letting it shine. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the world once again seemed dark and hopeless. It wasn't the Babylonians that had overrun them, it was the Romans. And although they were being allowed to stay in the land, they were being persecuted and ridiculed and put down. And then the Magi arrived. And they were talking about stars and dreams. And for those who had ears to hear and, like Mary, hearts willing to ponder, it all began to make sense. Hadn't Isaiah told them that the day would arrive when nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn? And in that moment, when the Magi fell down and worshiped him, in that moment when Christ was finally revealed to the Gentiles, Israel had become the light to the nations, even in the midst of the darkness. The God who had been with them through the wanderings and the exiles was now visible and available to the world. To anyone who, in Isaiah's words, was willing to lift up their eyes and look around. And in that very moment, as the Magi knelt and Mary pondered and the light shone, God began to build a world where love and grace would no longer be confined to a chosen few. God was building a world where all people would be welcomed and drawn together in the light and the warmth of his love and his grace. And yes, God still is building that world. And if we want to be a part of it, all we have to do is lift up our eyes and look around. Arise and shine. The world isn't perfect. And sometimes we read the news and we wonder when it's all going to stop. Sometimes we feel beaten down and hopeless, like our land has been taken hostage by a foreign force. But people, lift up your eyes and look around. There is so much that is happening. The new day is dawning. God is among us, asking us to let our light shine. We can help build that world. And it doesn't have to be in spectacular ways. You know that lonely person? Speak to them. You know all the statistics about the children who are going to bed hungry every night? Consume less so they can have what they need. Violence in the street? It's there. But there's peace and there's love and there's hope among God's people. And it is stronger than any force. It can change the world. It will change the world. All we have to do is believe and act on those beliefs. When you stand in the light, the possibilities are endless. I mean, come on. We belong to a long line of magi and saints and martyrs and faithful people of all generations who let the light shine through them so that it could be passed like a torch to us. Arise and shine, for God's light is here, and you, my friends, are the vessel. To God be the glory, and all God's people say, Amen. Amen.